Here are today's funeral announcements. Russell Rusty Payne, 49 of Cameron, passed away on January 29th. The celebration of life for Russell Payne will be held at Apple Yards Home for Funerals in Rice Lake today from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. with a brief service at 1 p.m. David Hubner, 76 of Cumberland, passed away on January 23rd. The celebration of life for David Hubner will be held at Skinner Funeral Home in Cumberland on Saturday from 10 until 11 a.m. with a brief service at 11 a.m. Festivities will continue at Dale's Twin Pine Tavern following the burial. Susan Olson, 65 of Birchwood, passed away on January 14th. The Mass of Christian Burial for Susan Olson will be held at St. John's Catholic Church in Birchwood on Saturday at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. on Saturday at the church. Robert Bob Lawrence, 78 of Spooner, passed away on February 9th. The funeral service for Robert Lawrence will be held at Lake Park Alliance Church in Shell Lake on Saturday at 11 a.m. A graveside service will be held at Greendale Cemetery at 1:30 p.m. with military honors. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. on Saturday at the church. Darren Trowbridge, 54 of River Falls, passed away on January 31st. The memorial service for Darren Trowbridge will be held at White Pine Pavilion in Bloomer on Saturday at 12 p.m. Visitation is 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. on Saturday at the pavilion. Richard Dick Noble, 68 of Chautauqua, passed away on February 9th. The celebration of life for Richard Noble will be held at a later date. Scott Randall, 55 of Rice Lake, passed away on February 10th. The celebration of life for Scott Randall will be held at a later date. Robert Johnson Sr., 63 of Rice Lake, passed away on January 30th. There will be no service for Robert Johnson Sr. Kathleen Worth, 74 of Ridgeland, passed away on February 11th. The service for Kathleen Worth will be held at St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church and Prairie Farm on Monday at 11 a.m. Visitation is Sunday from 1 until 4 p.m. at Ridgeland Community Center and from 10 until 11 a.m. on Monday at the church. And that's a look at today's funeral announcements.